Hello, today is Friday, June 6th, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the May 2008 U.S. employment situation that was not too pleasant, but please don't shoot the messenger. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate rose by a whopping 0.5% to 5.5%. That 5.5% unemployment rate was the result of 861,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that expanded by 577,000, and 285,000 fewer people employed in May. And the number of people no longer in the workforce declined by 369,000 to close to 79 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of only 49,000, which was in line with what many economists were expecting. Manufacturers continued to cut payrolls by 26,000 jobs in May. However, this was only about half as bad as the revised April job cut of 49,000. A similar trend in the construction sector that continued to dismantle itself with a loss of 34,000 jobs. Natural resources and mining was swimming against the tide of job losses with a gain of 3,000 jobs last month. The service-providing sector, which provides a total of around 116 million jobs, was essentially flat with a gain of only 8,000 new jobs in May. Not a very good performance, especially when the previous month's job growth was 9 times greater with a gain of 72,000 jobs in April. The retail trade sector continued to reduce their inventory of jobs in May by 27,100. There were large job losses in general merchandise stores that eliminated 16,700 jobs, and 6,400 jobs evaporated from gasoline stations in May. Perhaps the stations are getting higher WPW, or work per worker. Professional and business services was hard hit with a loss of 39,000 jobs. Accounting and bookkeeping services, a subsector, subtracted 10,200 jobs, but then again tax season was over. But management and technical consulting services figured out to bring in 5,300 new jobs. Education and health services added 54,000 jobs. The healthcare sector added 33,900 jobs in May, and this included 3,800 new jobs in home healthcare services, 14,000 more jobs in hospitals, and 12,800 new jobs in ambulatory healthcare services. People appear to continue to eat and drink their worries away. The leisure and hospitality sector added 12,000 jobs, with food services and drinking places showing a strong gain, while accommodations contracted slightly. The government added 17,000 total jobs in May, but all of that was at the local level, since state governments eliminated 3,000 jobs and federal employers cut 2,000 jobs from their payroll. That left local governments to take up the slack, and they added 22,000 jobs. May was a bad month for temporary help services. Employment was 2,464,600, and that was down 29,600, or 1.2% from the previous month, and down 5.7% from May 2007. Temporary help services also lost market share last month. It was 1.79% of all jobs in May, the lowest it's been in more than 4 years, since the time it was at that level was April 2004. Although the nation is not in an official recession, there is little doubt that many sectors and markets are experiencing tremendous losses. Despite some other economic indicators released earlier this month that indicated the situation was not as bad as it could have been, the May employment report was quite dismal. Actually, weather forecasting aside, it is shaping up to be a long, hot summer job-wise, and a major hurricane strike in the Gulf region could cause gasoline prices to spike. And that's not even mentioning the rising number of housing foreclosures. Did I say it's going to be a long, hot, and uncomfortable summer? This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.